Shavua Tov Mavarach. This is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the first chapter of Sukkah and Mishnah Gimel. We've been talking about the Schach. We had the case yesterday of the two-level, split-level Sukkah. And if the Schach is kosher for one, it's not going to be kosher as a floor for the upper floor. So we continue talking about the Schach and what makes a good Sukkah. So Mishnah Gimel, Peras Aleah Sodin Mipnei Chama. They spread a sheet on top of the schach because of the sun, either to increase the shade for the people in the sukkah, or so the schach doesn't dry up and then, you know, get, all dried and the leaves will fall off and everything. Otachteya mipnei nishar, or you put a sheet under the schach, but over the people because of the falling leaves. You know, once the schach gets dry, some of the leaves are going to fall off. You're going to get schmutz in the soup. Osheperes al gabei akinof, or he spreads a sheet over the four-post bed. Now, this is talking about someone who's sleeping in the sukkah. They schlepped their bed into the sukkah, and it's a four-post bed. If you put a sheet over it, you've created an ohel. So in all these cases, psula, you have a problem. You're making an ohel, and now you're dwelling in an ohel, a tent, which is considered a temporary structure, but it's not a sukkah. Aval, but poresu al gabe naklite amita. You could put a sheet over the two posts of a bed. Now, this is talking about a bed that has sort of a little canopy, but it's sort of like one of those old-fashioned tents that's shaped like a triangle, and the top of it is very small, less than a tefach in width, so that's not considered an ohel at all. It's basically just a thin cord with a sheet coming down on both sides, and it's, you know, protect you from the bugs, but it doesn't make an ohel. So even though he's under this sheet, this sort of tent, like bed, he's still really under the sukkah, not under an ohel, so he'd be okay. On to Dalit. Hidla aleha et a gefen. He trained a grapevine over the structure, ve'et a dalat, or a gourd, ve'et a kisom, or ivy, ve'sikech ol gabah, and then he added schach on top of this, psula. This is not valid, because a large portion of your schach is this plant material, this vine material, which is connected to the ground. Connected to the ground is mechubar lekarka, and that's not valid as schach. Im hayasiku harbe mehen, if the schach itself, the separate schach that's not attached to the ground, is much more than the vines. The Bart Nura says there's so much kosher schach, you don't even see the vines. Ein nira la'ayin, you know, so it's basically it's bottled there. O shekitzotzon, or you cut the vines off, kishera. It's still a kosher sukkah. Now, the Bartner brings up that you could cut the vines from the ground even after you've trained them on top of your sukkah structure and mix them with other schach, but you're going to have to pick them up off the roof and put them down again because we have an issue of tase velomena asui. You make it, it doesn't become made afterwards. This is learned out in the Gemara from a pasuk, haga sukkot tase. You will make the festival of Sukkot, of the booths. So we learn that in the Gemara, Tase v'lumen asui. You have to make the sukkah, not that it becomes made after the fact. So if somebody would put the vines as his schach, and they're mechubar lekarka, which is pasul schach, and then they cut them off after and just leave it like that, they're not making a sukkah. The sukkah is becoming made after the structure is already there with the covering already there. The Mishnah continues, Zeyaklal. This is the general rule about schach. Kol shu mekabel tuma, any item that can be ritually contaminated, like a kli, ve'ein gidula mina aretz, or it doesn't grow out of the ground, ein misachin bo, you can't use it as schach. So there are certain things that do grow from the ground, but are mekabel tuma, like you made a leather shoe. Or anything leather, anything hide related, even though it's not a kli, would be pasul schach, or like a shoe or a garment, that, you know, something that is a kli and is now makabel tuma, even though it's made out of fabric or flax that grows out of the ground. And the Mishnah gives you the contrary case, v'kol devar, she'eino makabel tuma, things that do not become ritually contaminated, they're not a kli, v'gidulam in arts, they grow out of the ground, misachin bo, that can be valid for schach. So there are things like metal and clay that, yeah, they're from the ground, but they don't grow out of the ground, so the poskim say that's also not valid. In the Gemara, it's Daf 12, they learn this out from a pasuk, the requirements, Hagasukot ta'aselecha, make for yourselves the festival of booths, be'aspecha, when you gather, migornecha u'mikvecha, from your threshing floor, your gorin, and your yekev, your wine press. Now, it sounds like you make the festival at the time when you're gathering your produce from the threshing floor and the wine press, but the Gemara explains, Chazal say, that you could take this kind of too literally, or literally in a sense, of you use the stuff that's left over from your threshing floor and your wine press, which is, you know, stalks of, husks and stubble and vines and wheat stalks and branches and things like this. You use the leftovers literally off the floor to use for the schach, for your sukkah. And these have in common that they're all things that grow out of the ground and are not mekabel tuma. Shavuot of Mevrach and Zay Gezunt.